I was asked to share something special, not just from a Bible college student standpoint, but as a member of this congregation. I came here as a newlyweds with a dream, and God wasn't finished with me yet. I got done with my 3 years, but he said that I needed to be here another 7 years to experience the congregation, and we appreciate that time. So before I say anything else, first I wanted to thank the congregation, and I see many of you that I remember, and it was a great blessing. Matter of fact, we still use the Fenton lamps that you gave us when we left. So I have one right next to my chair where I read there. And this weekend, we've been blessed by singing. I was looking forward to that, and I got to admit, it was hard for me to get through any of the songs without tearing up. And the great sharing, obviously the lessons last night by Jim and this morning, the fellowship has been great. We went out the other evening with the DeCamps, and we were trying to think, okay, what are favorite instructors? And that's just hard to do. I mean, I remember Eddie Howard. I came here in 76 for the youth ministry workshop that they had then, and that was just great. I remember Ron Golston. I mean, he's the one that convinced me. I was down in Arkansas at a conference of some sort to get up here for the youth ministers conference. And then he was the one that found us our first apartment. Wasn't necessarily a blessing. But, you know, so remember that. Yeah, I remember Albert Lemons. Remember we went to this, was it Bethany, West Virginia?
Yes.
And this little old wooden church building.
Yeah.
Nobody had anything prepared, but we just went in and we started singing. And we got done singing, and you just knew somebody ought to preach. Nobody had prepared to preach. So he stood up there like this, just started quoting Hebrews. No Bible. From up here. Something needed to be said. It was just God's word that needed to be said. Of course, I remember Stan, and he taught me Heart for Kids. And gave me the opportunity to be able to stay here a few more years with some work. We've honored a lot of people this weekend, the New Life Quartet, and they definitely did us proud over many, many miles, and Dr. Hendrickson. Yes. I didn't even know all those stories, and that was great to hear. Mark Coley for putting this together, it was great, and others could have been mentioned. I'm sure Jim, I mean, if you need something done, you go to Jim, and it gets done, or it flashes on the screen, or something like that. And that meal last night, that didn't just show up. I mean, or it might have showed up, but it got delivered very well. And so that was great. And all this is good and right. But I think the weekend has almost been designed specifically so that somebody wouldn't get honored. I think he planned it to where his name wouldn't get brought up. But there's one man whose name is synonymous with Williamstown Bible College. Now, this is one man that wouldn't want this to be about him. He doesn't want it exalted. And it's really not about him. Because really, as 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, it's not about him. It's about his example of Christ that we can follow.
Yes, right.
And if there's anybody you know is a better example of Christ, let me know. I want to meet him.
Amen.
Because I think we've got him here. But the Bible does say, give honor to whom honor is due. A plaque really wouldn't do his honor justice. These words won't do him justice. Only the book of life will tell the whole story. The thousands of people, not just names, not just numbers, but people who will be there. Touched by him, touched now by us and our children, our physical children, our spiritual children. One man with this big of a dream, one man that has been calling us higher for now 6 decades, at least myself, one man many of us named our children after, the one man we would all give our lives for, a preacher's preacher, teacher, elder, mentor,
Amen.
For many of us a father figure.
Amen.
David Powers, we love you and we thank you.
Thank you.